Okay, everybody. Tonight we're going to discuss the Isser of Nilas Sandal on Yom Kippur. Given the time of the year, it also has Ashlachos for Tisha B'Av, but we are learning Yuma, so we'll focus on the Isser of Nilas Sandal on Yom Kippur. As we discussed in the previous round of Shiurim, there is a Machlokes Rishonim as to whether or not those Yisuri Yom Kippurim, other than Achil Mishtir, or the Raisa, or the Rabbanan, the lineup of Rishonim we went through in detail several times. So just to make a synopsis very quickly, there is Beikar Shitas Rai Rishonim, the Balei HaTosfos, the Rush, and many other Rishonim that the Inuyim, other than Achil Mishtir, are the Rabbanan, and the psukim that Chazal use to teach us these inuyim are smachtos. We went through last time a conceptual analysis of the exact gather of the inyan of inuyim Yom Kippur. The other rishonim headed by the Rambam and the Ran hold that in fact these other inuyim are the Eiraisa, which would make Nilas Sandal and Yom Kippur the Eiraisa. What my nafkamina? Nafkamina is Linin Sveikos and Linin Chumrais. And we will see that there are a reasonably large amount of open questions when it comes to Nilas Sandal. So on page one, the top Mar Mekoimais reference the Machlokes, and the Gemara on Ayin Zayin, Amud Aleph, which is number 3 and 4, the Gemara derives the basic Isur, the basic Inui, from Psukim in Tanakh. We went through this last week. So, Leich v'tidrashen misham. I'm going to start here on Maramaka number 5 with the Gemara on Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, which is this week's daf, has the following Shaila. Mao Lotzeis Bisandal Shal Sham B'Yayim HaKippurim. Page 1, number 7 now. Is it mutter to go out with a sandal of Sham Yom Kippurim? In Chazal, footwear is denoted by two words. One is sandal and one is na'alayim. And they pretty much mean what they meant 2,000 years ago. A sandal is a sandal, which means it's open on top, perhaps open towards the sides. And a shoe is a closed, covered implement, which obviously has more rigidity to it and more structure to it. How to be magder? How to be? I'm not sure, but if I accept that, if that's the case, we'll have to see, because really the purpose of this year is to discuss the hagdara of what a shoe is, and we'll try to see if we can get to the modern day shilas. The modern day shilas are footwear you're all very familiar with, sneakers, which is what was prevalent while I was growing up and a young man. Recently, as you know, there's a new invention called Crocs. Crocs. Actually, I have a Hebrew word, Crocs. Kuf, Resh, Vav, Kuf, Sabach, Crocs. This is discussed extensively in the halachic literature because it has a question attached to it, and this question needs to be analyzed all the way back from this piece of Gemara. Ma'alot says, "Bishadol shasham b'yemi kippur." What sham says Rashi? Min guma, rubber sneakers. Rubber sneakers, rubber shoes. Is it mutter on Yom Kippur? Why? The Gemara says nilas sandal. That's the iser. So is sham considered to be a shoe, na'alayim, or a sandal? So the Gemara brings testimony of Amirayim. Amar Yitzchak ben Achmila Raglav Amar Aniri Isias Rabbi Shua ben Levi Shiatsu b'sandal shal sham b'yemi kippurim. I saw Yeshua ben Levi wearing rubber shoes. What's the halacha in a tiny sibur? Farshim and Iskasha, why a tiny sibur? Rashi says this tiny sibur is talking about the tiny ice of Geshamim. those three rounds of Tainis Kishamim and Eretz Yisrael, that the Gemara and Tainis goes through the cycle, and the Gzeiras, the Tainis of Nigzar al-Gishamim, have the same halacha as Avinu Yom Kippur. Why not Tisha B'Av? Why is it so clear to Rashi that the Tainis Sibur we're talking about here is referring to Gishamim? The answer to that, say the Achrayim, is because the Gemara would use Tisha B'Av if it meant Tisha B'Av. Tainis Sibur is the reference in the Gemara and Tainis to these Gisham Dikid Tainiyais.
Why did he ask about Tainis even
So I asked, I know, better Kasha. Man of Shach, if Yom Kippur is Mutter, which is a Deraisa, how can it be more Chomer under Rabbanan? So the Taisin Yishanim, which you don't have on your page here, says, because the Gemara's Havamina was, that maybe a Tainis is more Chomer, because Chachamim Asu Chizik L'Dereim, Yaisim Rishal Taira. Which, okay, they state in Rishainim, but we will see, actually, if we get to it, that there is a possibility that the Rabbanon Isurei Ne'ilas HaSandal can actually be more Chomer under certain circumstances than Yom Kippur. So the Gemara goes through various items. And the Gemara says, the Leishna, Yom Kippur, and Tainis Sibur are the same halacha, it's Mutter, V'Sandal Shosham. A rubber sole shoe is mutter. Rubber shoe is mutter. Read enough, but the hitney, Rash says that's another type of rubber. Not clear what the two types are. Abay nafik b'dehutzi. That's a sandal made out of lulav branches. Kapis tamarim. Rabba nafik b'divli, which is grass shoes. Rabba arvuna karach sidra kari v'nafik. He put on a sudr. He put on a baguette under his feet and he went out. These are the four extra categories which the Gemara says Amiram were mater, which means that sandals of Sham plus are all mutter and kippur. Ask the Marakasha from a kita, a person, an amputee who has a peg leg, and the Gemara says it's the machleks in Gemara and Shabbos. Must remember, Chaba kita yetsu bekav shalai. They were Rav Meir, Rav Yudi, Iser. Yitani Allah v'shav and shasal let's play b'yam kippurim. So you see, both hold that it's usher on Yom Kippur. So why should this be usher on Yom Kippur? After all, this is not a shoe. We're talking about an amputee who is in a kavakita. So why should it be usher on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Hasam v'ispek susim, tisrim shum tainu. There are pieces, strips of material which are designed to be between the leg and the chetichas begadim katane, says Rashi says, which he puts his stump on, which are designed to be a buffer, and that's usher. The Gemara says, why? It says, Abayim shum tainuk. Amalei Rabba, v'ilav manu, sisim mashlei mana. If it's not a shoe, if it's not a minal, if it's not a sandal, how can these inserts, these Dr. Scholl type of inserts, how can these possibly, not on your shoe, on your stump, how can they possibly make this into an iser of milas sandal? V'ayid, kol tainu delav minalu v'yav kippurim yasser. Who says that a tainug is usher? After all, what's usher is a shoe. We see from this that the machlekes Abaye and Rava seems to be a fundamental machlekes in the lumdus of how the isurim of Ne'ilas Hasandol are mizbate. Is the getter of Ne'ilas Hasandol the bitul va'inui, and that's the gufa iser because you are being mevatled in Yom Kippur, that we discussed in the last year, or no, Ne'ilas Hasandol is a iser mitzad atzmai of not putting on a shoe, not because the shoe is mevatled in inui. No, there's a iser of not doing a specific act, and that act is wearing a shoe. So this l'chaira could be the svaras machlekes between Abaye and Rava, and mizbatei further in a machlekes to Rishainim. This, as far as the machlokes, is explicated by Rabbi Chanan. I'm going backwards. I'm going to the Achrei Achronim before we see in the Rishonim, but Rabbi Chanan says it directly into the Gemara. So let's see how he says it. It's on page 3. It's on a sugya, parallel sugya in Yevamos. I'm sorry, turn to page 2. Parallel sugya in Yevamos, Tav Kuf Beis, says that you cannot be chelet to an ampalia. What's ampalia? The closest definition to ampalia is socks, what we call socks. It's what they wore in between the foot and whatever they were wearing on their shoe, a sandal or a minnow. So the Gemara says 2:1. The memory that ampalia minalu, socks are not considered a minnow. The Gemara asks cautious that it's mut, it's usser to go in to the Harabayas under certain circumstances and to be shekel shkolim, you know, I'll do that with shoes because you may hide money, a different sugya. And the Gemara says you can't do this in Anpilia too, which are socks. They ain't sarchlayim or bemido, basando. So you see that there are two distinct things. A minal sandal is not an Anpilia. The Gemara makes a chilek. That Amar Abai, the Gemara goes through the same machlekas Abai and Rava, which I won't repeat again. And the Gemara in the Maskana says there's a difference between El Amar Rava across from the three, like Kasha Kaman Pilya Shal Eir, Kaman Chili Shal Beged. It depends whether, if they're Pilya Shal Eir, then you effectively you're wearing a shoe. You're wearing leather socks. Leather socks are shoes. What would be the modern day equivalent of this? Very thin moccasins, I guess, made out of leather. Leather socks, those are shoes. Doesn't depend necessarily on the thickness. Depends on the material. And Pilyashul Beged, which is what we wear, a sock made out of cloth, this is mutter. Okay? And the Gemara brings a raya from another braisa that that's the case. Says Rabbi Chanan on page 3. The Inuyim Yom Kippur, 3:7. Yeshel Farshay Bishnei Yifanim. This is a Kibbutz Aris and Yavamisim and Ayin Gimel, and that's Sugya and Mitzvah's Chalitza, which says it cannot be Chalitz with the aforementioned, what we call a sack. So Yeshel Farish, the Yisoid of the Isur, of the Hadara of Tanush and Nafshay Sechem, in two ways. Ludugma, 3:7. Masha Asr Lechel B'Yena Kippurim. The Isra Achilles in Kippurim is not an Isra and the Achila, it's the Bitul Ainoi. If you remember 2 weeks ago, we went through more or less the same Chakira. We discussed the Machlaikas and the Achrainim as to whether or not Achila has to be Dafka Achila, or it has to be the Bitul Ainoi Visive Daita. Rais Mikan Lakan, it's a Kesevis, not a Kazayas. All these are toloi in this shaila as to whether or not the inuyim of Yom Kippur, the surim of Yom Kippur, are based on bitul inui, not the maisa of the isur of the inui, not the actual eating. It's because what the eating brings to, and what the eating brings to, is bitul inui. That's one way of looking at it. The other way is looking at it, no. Beis, where the eight is, there's a fire to crow the Tanaino al Yolfusa. That is the Makoyer for what Chazal decided are Asur, Aval Isurin, whom Mitzad Atzman. The Isurim on Yom Kippur are Mitzad Atzman. If you remember 2 weeks ago, we discussed this in a little bit of a variant form. Shame of Zalig Epstein, that's all. But this is the Zalba Chakira that the Achrayim have as to what the Isser and Kippur is. Is it a Bitul Inui, or is it the Isser Atzmi of the action? Says Rabbi Chanan, this Shaila, one can ask, Legabe Nila Sasandal. Is Nila Sasandal a Bitul Inui, or Nila Sasandal a Isser Bifnei Atzmai? And he says, this is the Machlaikis, to the Bayan Rabbi, both in Yvam's Kuf Beis, and in Yuma Daf Ein Ches. A bias feel like a parish of Rishain, Yinil Sasandal Asur of Nebit Le'inui. Abaya holds like the first parish that it's Asur Mishum Bit Le'inui. And therefore, that's Huadin with in Peliad Isbek Titin, Gamkein Asur. Why? Because the Abaya said, Tainuk! Tainuk is Bit Le'inui. The reverse, the inverse, reverse of Tainuk is, or the Peil Yetzer of Bitul Inu is Tainug. And therefore, it doesn't matter whether it is an actual shoe or not.
There has to be some connection to the shoe.
So the same question we had by Achila.
That's right.
We had the same question by Achila. There has to be some connection L'chayr to the Ma'is Achila.
Right.
So I mentioned to you, this is a Machlaikas Ni'achrenim. The Shagzari, whether you chayv on half a Kazayas, the Achrenim seem to be mistopic in this. That's the reverse. That even if I'm holding that seed, Bitul Inui, but Chazal were Mevate, the way you are Mevatel Inui is through a Ma'is Isser. Okay, but the Peil Yetzer is Bitul Inui. This is all there. This is the Chakir. Call the red rice. Rabbi Parach, Atu Tiny Gum Kapur Miyasira, Shilak Perisha Bays, the Ain Yisrael Bitl Inui, Bitsar Atzmai, Mosei Ophin and Lesar, Nilas Asad. This is the Chakira that Rabbi Chana learns directly into the Gemara. Okay. It turns out that there are three Shitais Rishainim in this Sugya based on these two parallel sugis in Yuma and in Yuvamis. Three shitas in Rishayim. Shitas Harif, Udeime, Shitas Habala Moir, and Shitas Rashi and Tosis. Shitas Harif is the sugya Kitsurasa. The sugya Yom Kippur Kitsurasa, that Sadal Shosham, the Chol HaMistayif, all the other things that are mentioned in the Gemara, and Riff understood that all those things encompass everything that is not actually leather is Mutar Yom Kippur. Therefore, according to the Riff, the only thing that's usser is either a sandal or a minnow made of leather. Everything else is Mutar, and it has no bearing to how comfortable it is. Alach l'maisa l'shit l'inyanenu. As you all know, the halachic question we're raising here, Lagabe Crocs and very comfortable sneakers, when we were growing up, they didn't have these comfortable sneakers, right? Sneakers, you felt that they were different than shoes, as we'll see, hopefully, we'll get to it, exactly what the degree of discomfort is, variations in the Achrayim. But the Shaila is, whether or not something which is very comfortable but not Oyer, is Mutter or not? Lefishit is Rif. The answer is yes. This is the way the Rishonim understand the Rif. The Ran, brought here on page 3, explicates it, and he adds an important concept which you have not yet seen. Ma'u Lotzeis Besam Shosham. It's on top of the 5. First wide line under the Rif. The Rif is Maitik, the Sugi Kitsurasa, and he just says Shadal Shosham is Mutta with all the other things, and does not go through the Shakavatalia on Kita. Not Gairus at all, because the old is not relevant to the Sugya, which the Balamur in a moment will see is Chalik. But the Iran says, Ma'al Lots of Shadal Shosham, what's the Shaila? So the Iran says, Shamin Gumi, Mi Bayala, no Minali Malaminal. They are filling Tim Salaman the Lavminal who, because at the end of the day, it's very hard to say that grass shoe is a minnow. Me and Rina Kibben de Megan Usser. So the Ran puts in another Havana into the Marashila. Maybe one of the defining characteristics of a shoe is Haganah, which means what protection? So what we were protecting from in time of Chazal? So I think what they were protecting from is two types of things. They were protecting from rocks in the summer, and in the winter they were protecting from
snakes.
Mud. So this is mugging. So the footwear, somebody was worried to me, I don't know if this is true or not, that it's called Isra Nilas Sandal, because Yom Kippur, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, is still when it's hot. So they would still functionally wear sandalim, because sandals are worn, as they are today, in the summer, and shoes are worn in the winter, which is the dual definition of the footwear. But both of them provide some form of protection. A shoe provides full protection when you need it against mud, and a sandal provides protection against stepping on rocks. So the Ran says, the Gemara Shaila is, since sandal shosham is a dover hamegin, even though it's not oyer, is that the defining characteristic of the Isra Nilas sandal? And the Rif is patient, not. The Rav's question in the Rifna.
I think it's more definition.
It's a definition of minel. It's not going against. You know, it's a definition of what a shoe is. We're going to the other side. Now he's right. We got a chakira here. So these rishonim are learning on this side of the chakira. Okay. Then the Ran quotes the Balamur. And the Balamur says that this shita here, being saimach on the Kita Yatsiv Kapshaloi and Rabbi Yaisi Asers, according to Rabbi Yaisi, it's Aser. Why is it Aser? It's Aser because it's Midi Demegin. So we see, Lefi the Maskan of the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yaisi, it's not Pashit. Not necessarily the Maskana that Channel Hashav is Mutter like the Rif. So the Balamayr is Chaylik, and the Balamayr holds. If you look in the last line where the six is, we'll come back to Rashi and Tosfos in a second. Arazalev Yisrael, Kol Minol Niva, Asiri. Everything is Usser. Anything that is Midi Demegin, whether it's made out of rubber or grass or Kapais Tamarim or anything, is Usser. Because the Yisrael of what's the defining of the Isser is Midi Demegin. I'm not sure whether the Pshat in the Baal Meir is that Midi Demegin makes it into a shoe, or is the Pshat that the Baal Meir is learning a new Havana in the Holy Israel is a sandal, that it means Leila Hagein al Ragel Chabi and Kippur. I'm not sure.
Both the Rif and Baal Meir agree that I know it's kind of is not an The only question is how to define a
minhag. I'm not sure. That's what I just said. It could be that the Balamar is taking it even one step further. That the entire issue here is not minhag. The entire issue is the pelyaitza of what you have in your foot, which is protection. Megan. Where did he come into Megan? Megan is not tainug. Megan is not tainug. Megan is not tainug.
It's different from
tainug.
Not tainug. It's different.
Maybe according to the Balamar, maybe unless it's oyer, you're not having tainug.
I'm just saying.
The Balamar is bringing his rye from Yaisi, not from a Bayer Rava.
But Balamor and the Rif both agree that you need a shoe. The question is, well, how do you define a shoe?
What is he doing with all the cases in the Amorim and the Gemara? What is he doing with Adams?
He said it's overridden by the next Musaf. The next Gemara, the next piece of the Gemara of the Kita overrides those Amorim. Atana or Yaisi overrode those Amorim. It's a Mechudim Tikkun Pshat Nesugya. Okay. So here, he says where the five is.
According to Bamo, what is Mutter?
Nothing.
Barefoot?
I didn't say barefoot. You can't use the word barefoot. Can't use the word barefoot because the Gemara said what we call an apelia shell baguette is Mutter, which is socks. So don't use barefoot in a modern vernacular sense. But we'll soon see that you're right because the most chamer de kashita is taka barefoot. But we're not there yet. Let's see the three sheetas, the second sheet, the third sheetah. Third sheetah sheet is Rashi. Rashi holds basically the Rif, but Rashi adds one more chumrah. Rashi holds that a wooden shoe, if you live in Holland, a wooden shoe is called a minnow, and you can't wear it on Yom Kippur. According to Rashi, it's leather and wood, and according to the Baal Meir, everything is usser, and according to the Rif, anything that's not leather is mutter, which is the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, and that's how we paskin. Shulchan Aruch, Helkas Yom Kippurim, Simon Tuf Reish, Yud Dalet, Sif Beis. Aser Linail, number 9. Aser Linail, Sandal Shal Minal Shal Ayer. I feel like Kava Kita Kiyatsabai. I feel like Shal Eitzim Chupa Ayer. As long as it has Ayer on it, it is Aser. Aval Shal Gamir Shal Kash, rubber. I shall beg it to Sharminim. The Mechaber is quoting the Shittas Arif. Mutter Lassus Ben Moshe Sarab. And then the Ramah brings a Trumasa Deshen and a Mordechai, which says, Mutter Lamed Al Karm Ksasa Shal Oyer. Umukamakam and Machmer Tavel Abracha. Very strange Shita. What's fat in this? It's Mutter Maker Adin. What should be the reason to be Machmer? What should be the machmer? The only possible reason is tainug. Haganah, you're not getting from standing on a thing. Maybe you are. Maybe you want to say you're getting haganah from the cold floor. Basically, you're not moving. I don't know. I'm not sure, but Lefaris is some sort of a tainit. You have to understand what the pshat in this term sedeshin is. But let's first see the mechaber. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the in 12. Avos shalgami the chol shenishal iron nikra min al malbush. He quotes it only Rabba, which says that anything that's not iron according to Lashit Sarif is a shoe. It's not a shoe, it's a malbush. The yash achrayim shmachmirim b'shal eitz, afila ain't a mechupa oyer. There are achrayim who pasuk like Shitas Rashi, huva in the Ran, that eitz is also asur, even on its own. If it's mechupa oyer, everybody else is asur. Because it's a mechupa oyer, so it's asur else to oyer. I has wood there, so wood is the structure. So no, it's not myrid, anything from the Isra of the Oyer. But according to Shittas Rashi, even eitz is usher. Why? So if you learn it's South Agana, it's Agana. Balmar is not a shayla. But even according to the Rif, Shittas Rashi doesn't seem to be arguing the Rif, she's adding to the Rif. According to the Rif, it's because this ain't the shoe, the haraya, in certain parts of the world. That's what they wear. They wore wooden shoes. Okay. The yesh. Now comes the shitas apanim eirais and achsam seifer. This Rabbi Sai is the source for the machmirim and yom kippur, and you'll see in the Be'er Halacha that the Chafetz Chaim was naita to ask Bnei Tyrus, which is yourselves, to do this. Some years ago, Pesach was given out in Yerushalayim, which said you shouldn't wear Kraks and Kippur, and everybody tumbled. The Shita's the Rif, it's Mutter, it's not Ayer. Here's the source for that Shita Samachmirim. The Mutter like Rashi too. Let's see, but it comes from somewhere. Chen yesh machmirim. This is where it comes from. 12. Chen yesh machmirim shaylotes b'minol asli milvadim. For those listening, it's on. It's in the Mishnah Berurah Tafrei Shudalid Ois. Hey, chen yesh machmirim b'minol asli milvadim. Made out of slats. V'asli k'min shalonav v'megan al regel. Ve'enai margish klal shuyachiv. Mr. Burr sticks in here a new Hagdara. You don't feel that you're barefoot. So why is it usher? It's not usher. But it's Megan. Whose shita is this? The Baal Amor. Can't be anybody else's shita. It's not eights. So what is it? What is it the isser here?
What is it? What are you talking about? What is the translation?
If you look in the bottom, the Tirgum, Na'al Asuya Milevet Ova Vekasha. Thick, slats. Levadim are slats.
Slats are wood, no?
Well, it can't be leather, because then it's iron.
But it's wood.
So what could it be? But it's not a full shoe. But look at the next one. What we call galoshes, which you use, v'hu shalguma yesh lahachmer. This is the shita not only of the mechaber but of the Ma'aram and the Taz. So why should it be machmer? The pasuk like the Baal Amor, mikam makayim, mi she'efshalay nachal lahachmer zeh v'leilch b'mpoliyah shel beged kanal. Mishbur is maitik, that the minig in Europe, the minig kinog, minig in Europe was to go in socks. There are many Eden, the fatayitish Eden. I don't know what your shver is, but the fatayitish Europeish Eden, who Taka wore only walked around on Saxon or Kippur. Where does this come from? So Mr. Brewer knows this is a problem. So the Bir Alacha, where the 15 is, I shall beg it. I feel a must come in as middle mamish zarasai, given shame by Oyle Lamav Lamach, it's mutter. The Kalsh game, because Makai Shalom, the Shari Sax is mutter. Kemuchim na paiskim, 15, 315. The lawyer Taki das a bach, a machmer lelech yachev. The Dasa Magna Ramba Taz Lakla Bazaar Vitika Machrain. So this is a Balamar, followed by a Bach, followed by a Panamiris, followed by some Sefer, that Iker Hadin, if you want to pass like the Rif, but you should be Machmer, and therefore this is the meaning, Allah, Sach, Choshever, Garish, Eden, will follow the meaning of the Shevek Elois of Eisenstadt, the Panamiris, and later the Chsam Sefer, were Nog and Yom Kippur, not to wear anything. Now, there is a middle ground between not wearing thick sneakers, which are fully Megan, and which runs you up into the Balamar, and have no tining in it, which runs you up into other problems, and Puzumakois and socks, right? Those are the old style canvas type of shoes, which you have to look for these days. I went looking for them after research this year, and I found one in Walmart. The old, huh? The sole is made out of rubber, but because, as we'll see in a moment, one of the Hagdaris Yachrayim use is you have to feel somewhat that you are walking on the ground. With Crocs and full style sneakers, you don't feel the ground whatsoever. The thinner house slippers or the thin soles, otherwise known as cheap shoes, which really, at the end of the day, frankly, at the end of 25 hours, your feet hurt.
Yes,
they do. They hurt. They don't hurt, but they're not comfortable. They're not, it's not a bitalino. Maybe I would postulate Yom HaKayim, the Shitas of the Chavetz Chaim, of the Bir Lacha, without going Yachev totally. It's not Megan. Megan, because why? Because if you step on a rock, you'll feel it. If you'll feel the bottom. No, it protects more than Puzumakoi, it's more than socks, but you feel the ground. You feel the ground underneath the field. Okay, so let's see a sikum to close here of some of the shitas, and I'll show you some interesting issues that Zalman brings.
Why is a kav of a kiteya considered a minol? In fact, no sur of a minol at all.
According to the Baal HaMor. Why does he boys from this that it's Megan? I'm not sure. The Shver Pshat in the Gemara. No. Okay.
It's like a shoe.
So here, for instance, let's take let's take a walk through some of the achrayim. Okay. Ramesh Sternbach on page 5. You aren't going to get too many calls from Ramesh Sternbach, as you can imagine. So first of all, to speak to Rav Aaron Shaila is, why should a kit to be considered a shoe? So page 5, number 6, 5, 6. Amputee. Harazom afar shorayim racham esfer lei shakita eni yaitz v'kav shalei v'kupurim dam amino. Rav esfer lei should call nil asa v'lav dafka minol. Like kaimalan, kaimaram shiatsu, and the other mutter dikka. I find him. So therefore, l'didei pshita shesur minali gomi, and he sneakers a russer, I feel minali bias, called Uzmeril, according to the Baal HaMor, the only thing that's mutter is maybe, socks. Rashi has a different shot, not like the Baal HaMor, which we discussed. So now, the question is, what about our type of rubber? So if you look where the number 9 is, Lafizeh, Menali Gumil Shitas Rashi Siyatai, Sha Usr Bukhal Mili de Megan. The reason why Rashi holds wood is Usr, because it's not just leather, it's Mili de Megan. If that's the case, sneakers, Nirash of Menali Gumi, it's also Mili de Megan, that's Usr. Even if it's not Megan Ba'ir, there is no Ki'ir, it doesn't make a difference because we don't find a qualitative difference in Hagona. Once it's Hagona, and once you feel protected from the bottom, it's Usr. Look where the hand is on the upper left. with the underneath the ten. Lefizeh, and not like Gomila Rashi Siyata, you have to be Machmer. And that's where, according to him, the Chafetz Chaim, the Mishabura, and the Bir Alochas, Netia, even though he can't paskin against the Magen Avraham the Taz, because we, at the end of the day, we go Lashit Sarif, Mikra Adim, but since we have the Balamar's Machmer and everything, and his Havana and Rashi is that Rashi holds Mila de Megan, so our sneakers are Mila de Megan. Shulchan Aruch, Bedarka Bekach Roy Lahatar, Anan Kaimon Likim Shulchan Aruch Shemutter, Rachli Roy Shemayim, Roy Lahachar, Ubefrat, and Nim Kippur, because of the aforementioned thing. Two Adaman Hagim, where paragraph 13, Ayim Bagoy Chassam Sefer, as we mentioned earlier, after the Panamiris, Shiroy Lotzais Bim Kippur Mi Yachef, Begarbayim Lavad, one should only wear socks in Nim Kippur. So here is the side, the source for the shita that I mentioned earlier, that the hagdara, the defining characteristic, is you actually have to feel the ground under your feet. And that's where the Mishabura comes from, as the Sharatzin told you, Panamiris. Chem Mishabura Masak Shirel Rishamayim Lachmer B'Kaloshin. So the Mishabura would not allow sneakers. Okay? Lefiz elamaisa. Im ein margishin kaisha arts kamay besandla royal achmer. Aval ein limchais biadam akilim, because mikar din, we paskin like Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham the Taz following the riff. And look in the parentheses, Rabbeinu Chazanish, nohai gam kein lahachmer, velovash hagarbayim levad b'yom kippur. What about synthetic leather? Now this is a real halacha l'maaseh by side. Many shoes that you buy today, not the chashuv people here, but many people who buy shoes today, any pair of shoes less than, I don't know, $150, whatever, is very alul to have something that looks like leather, but the soles are rubber and the top is synthetic leather. Is that mutter or usser, or not? So the Ramesh Shtermach, without explaining why, underneath the right at the top of the 14 says, "Kishyesh lamata lamala asur var synteti dina kamayu v'hainik ayer." Synthetic ayer is asur. Why? Asur? Maybe it follows under the chumra of the mishabura. Why should it be asur if it's not ayer? Why is synthetic ayer different than rubber? Does anybody have a svara by side?
It's a functionality test.
Why? Okay, so that's question number one, which I'll show you an answer to in a second.
It's on a chemistry test. So it looks like, feels like a shoe.
Okay, we'll see that in a second. The synthetic ayer, he doesn't explain why. Bays are sneakers, very thick sneakers. Well, you don't feel the ground. It says royal haris lahachmer, but as the Mishabura says, you can't be meicher b'dam akilim. Third, sandali etzba shalamata gumi umichser rak roshay etzbois. Just the heads of the toes are covered, and you don't go out to shiram b'chlal. Those are mutter. Those are house shoes. Are mutter. That's another hetzer which we didn't have time to go into. That it's not derech levisha b'shiram lekach. Dalad, he says, sandals are not only by slippers that are very thin, shalmata gumi dak, that you feel the kushi aretz. That is the best thing to wear in Yom Kippur. So I told you, I searched around looking for this, and I found a pair in Walmart, $6.97. It's going to add to the inner in Yom Kippur. But l'chayr, this is a way of being mekayim the Mishabura's tavel bracha. Why not? Who wouldn't want a bracha on Yom Kippur? Okay, and then he brings finally the Anshei Maisa, who are machmer, not to wear anything. That's the Shitas of some Sefer, the Panamiris, and the Chazanish. So what about Crocs L'Maisa? So on page 7, in a contemporary analysis, talks about Crocs, page 7, 18. This will have discussed synthetic layer. We'll close with that in a moment.
Who is this?
Just a contemporary Akron. I did an Elayim Shalchem Bami Mei on the Kran Crux. I copied it for you primarily to say there is such a Hebrew word called Crux. If you didn't know what it was, you can sit here and look at it for 2 hours, try to figure out where the Shirish and the Torah is, but there is none. I think it comes from a reptile that is Tamei, Lechaira, that's where it comes from, right? So they have Oshalo Mutter Rapicha. Anyway, so it brings the riff and the rush. It's Mutter, Crux Mutar, because they're made out of rubber and not iron. According to the Baal HaMoir, clearly they're Usser. According to Rashi and Taisvis, that it depends how you learn Rashi and Taisvis. If you're learning Rashi and Taisvis as the way we saw until now, that's Millie to Megan, maybe Crux or Usser. I don't know. I don't know if you'd wear. It depends how you define Millie de Megan. If my understanding of Millie de Megan, which is has to protect both in the summer against rocks and the winter against mud, I don't know if there's anybody who would wear Crocs in the winter. So maybe that's not a full Millie de Megan. I don't know.
Whatever you shout about Crocs, sneakers would be worse.
Why is that?
Sneakers are Megan more than Crocs. Certainly face them.
Because the way they cover.
Yeah, they cover them.
Okay, I agree. I think the Dion and Crocs is naivea from the fact that, as you said, Crocs took hold in Eretz Yisrael very quickly because they're cheap, they're accessible, and they look like sandals, which is people in Eretz Yisrael wear much more than here. Here people don't wear sandals in urban areas generally. In Eretz Yisrael they do. It's kubal to wear. So Crocs look like sandals. Everybody started wearing Crocs. The problem is that a decent pair of Crocs, I think, I don't remember, but they're soft on the bottom, right? So they're really, you do not feel the bottom. Okay, let's talk about synthetic iron. Turn to page 8. Eight, number two. Minalim had diamond v'marison mamasonale ur, which what I would call synthetic. Nirisha usul nali miyam kipurim nei marisa ayin. So shoes like, you know, you go into the stores, you buy a regular pair of shoes, a Bostonian pair of shoes. He said that's Usher Bnei Marasayin. Why is it Marasayin? So you look in first look in Lamed, the Hebrew, Rashi Eisais. The Kemet and Niran Canal, sorry, they look like leather. Nira, it's like a classical case of Marasayin. However, if you look in note 77, seems to countermand that. Because in 75, he says, what about a shetel? Masha spasha etter solpein nachris. Why is that Marasayin? He says, Shiroiv anashim yaidim mizela hafchin. Af shahar ba'amim kashal hafchin. A shetel is sometimes hard to tell. So now the shayla is, this is a classical shayla, Hokus Marasayin, at what point does something become so mushrash in the tzibur that it's a davar hamutter, that it no longer violates Marasayin? The classical shayla in this is, I'm going into a store which sells non-kosher goods, so the mores have changed. Now, if you pull up into a convenience store, certainly mutter. The Paiskim argue now about things that sell outright trade for goods, like can you go into a McDonald's because somebody will be patient to you that you wanted to use the men's room where you wanted to buy a soda or something else. So Maris Ayin, the Paiskim say, is not objective, is subjective to the mores of the time. So maybe everybody knows that there are shoes made of synthetic iron which are not iron. And therefore it's mutter. That's a diyun which is nasatul dvarecha to the metzius. I don't know. Everybody knows, looking at a pair of shoes, you'll walk in with a nice pair of synthetic leather, whether anybody would necessarily know. Crocs everybody knows, which is why l'chayr is no iser of Marasain and Crux. That's why Yud Zayin, he says, Minolam Sha'inim Shal Ar Apisham Neichem B'Yaser, doesn't matter how comfortable they are, Aminig Leilach Lehem L'Chatchila, and then in Islam Aleph, he brings the Afabishyesh Machmirim to do that. He says, interestingly enough, and this is an aggressive psak, he seems to be chaluk dem shabrura from Zalman with the tennis. Even though the chayra on Yom Kippur you should be looking for this type of a chumra, from Zalman says, his source here is not sure. He seems to indicate that even though Mr. Brewer says Chiddush, a machmatah of bracha, and he goes into quite a lot of verbiage both in the Mr. Brewer and the Bir Alacha, they should be machmer against comfortable non-leather shoes. Shem Zalman says we're listening to this today, and therefore it is not a good thing to do. Last psak I'll show you is.
Read the last line.
Okay. Yeah, it's not so clear.
The last line, all the way down.
Where? Oh, so okay, I didn't get to that. So, okay, I'll close with that because I will tell you a little bit of insight into that in a second. Rav Nissim Karelitz also paskins that synthetic is usser mi'ikar adin. Not clear why mi'ikar adin. Look on page 910. This mananum tiona regila suyamar syntheti. And this is Aksa Mikra Adin. Chatam Shasunal Marathon or Zitsura Shall Minal Shatifus Hate of Zaregal and Nuhavana Rabbi Sai, which we thought about but we didn't see anywhere. And he says the Isra of a shoe is because it holds the foot. And Miyasa or Mizuyef will make fraudulent air, but Suras Minal, which looks like a shoe, Man Lama Shane Zenila Sura. Okay, I don't know, it's a big Kiddush. I'm not sure you're mukhrach to accept this. And now let's go to the Ha'ara that Rabbi Rubin of Har Nof also is done in about cracks. Says it's totally on those shittas. On page 1112, the last paragraph in his Shtickel Torah, which he printed in a journal, he says, "Debanala mechunin kraks einem yodam alicha betuv," and therefore it's not really a shoe, and therefore it's mutter. He says, "I people use kraks outside." He says, "So what? Butla daitam, because nobody would go around outside full time." In house slippers. Okay, let's close here with the Ha'ara and the Elicha Shlema that Shlema Zalman said that on Yom Kippur he brings the Panamiris that you should be machmer on Tishrei Yom Kippur because they're nayach and there's no inui, which equates Yom Kippur and Tishrei B'Av. And then he says another tremendous chiddush: we are meikel on Yom Kippur. But on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av we are machmer. Why is that? So if you're going to tell us because the aside of it is istinus, so what's the difference in istinus from Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av? Istinus removes the need, the necessity to be machmer. So what's the svara here, Rabbi Sa? Teretz is the only thing we can think of here. Why I mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, it could be that Yom Kippur is more. How? Tisha B'Av is more chomer. As an example of Tisha B'Av is more chomer. Why should that be? We know the site of the Isser as to why the Inui is required are different. On Yom Kippur it's Inui, and on Tisha B'Av it's Avelis. What's the svar? Why should Avelis be more chomer than Inui? The terraces maybe the Inui, as we said earlier, is totally on the shame surah of the delivery mechanism of the Inui, where an Avelis is Metzius, whether or not it is Usur or not. Adayin Sarachi and Rabbi Sayyashakayach. Amir Tashem.